back to Holy Hands and Healthcare. This is Kayla.
This is Taya.
And we have a special guest.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Lainey.
Yay! Such a special guest. We're excited.
I know. This one's going to be good. We're, if you are new, welcome. We're so excited to have you. And if you, remember last time I was like, if you're recoming.
True,
if you're listening again and you're back, we're so happy that you guys keep following along. It means everything to us. And again, always reach out whenever you need it. But today's a really special one. We're diving into comparison and the comparison in the nursing world. There is so much of it, especially during clinicals, during school, in class, theory, everywhere you go, there's just a lot of comparison. So we're going to just dive into how we deal with it. And the comparison between even just graduates, like us nursing students that are almost towards the end of school. And Lainey, how deep are you into nursing? You kind of
Yeah, because Lainey
that,
is also in nursing school.
She is. She is. So
should I talk into the mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Should I give my little backstory?
Give a little backstory.
Tell us about yourself.
Hi. Tell them about yourself, how you know me.
Okay.
How
did I end up here in this moment right now?
Yeah. No. Everything.
So is this good? I've known about Kayla, like who she is. We met in 2022 through mutual friends and kind of just, like, hung out once, like, saw her maybe a few times. And
we
then
tried
that,
to hang out again,
like,
and it never worked.
Tried to hang out. Didn't really happen. And so, a lot of time went by, and got into nursing school. I'll talk about that in a second. But started my first semester of nursing school, and even though it's only about an hour away, hour and a half from my home, I struggled so much with friendships. And I prayed so much my first semester, like, God, like, please give me friends in nursing school or give me Christian friends, because it was too good to be true to have both, right? And so I prayed it, like, all the time. Like, please, God, I pray for that. And I did make, you know, some good friends at school, which I'm super thankful for my first semester, but I just, like, continued to pray that prayer. So then over Christmas break, this most recent one, randomly, after, like, not seeing you for, like, 2 years.
I don't know what made me reach out to you either. I was just like,
Jesus.
I know that's true.
Yeah.
I saw you post something and I was like, I gotta reach out.
Yeah, and so I get this DM on Instagram and it was like, I love seeing all your nursing stuff. I think I'm a little bit ahead in the process, like, compared to you. If you ever need help, I'd love to, like, pray for you, get coffee with you. And I was like, what?
This is
too good to be true. Like, a Christian, I want to pray for you and a nursing school, like, this is insane. And so then we found out that I go to Cal State Long Beach, she lives in Costa Mesa, goes to school around here, so we were actually close together, and we were like, wait, we live so close to each other, let's get coffee. And sparks flew. No.
Yeah, and it was amazing. That's history.
And then I met,
yeah, we met through Kayla.
Yeah.
And then I love meeting people that are also in nursing school, because it's just like, you understand.
We get it.
Yeah.
Trauma bonding.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think I knew all those details.
Yeah.
What, like, a testament to God's goodness.
So good.
Answer to prayers. Wow.
Such an answer to prayer. Yeah. Yeah. So, how I got to nursing school, I'll talk about that a little bit. I had always known that I was interested in, like, it sounds so weird, like, the human body. Like, it just fascinated me so much.
No,
and I've been a Christian, like, known Jesus my whole life, and it was always so interesting to me because I felt like in high school in all my biology classes, it was always about, like, proving God wrong and, like, science, like, backing up science with everything. And the more I learned about the human body and biology, the more I was like, oh, there is a creator. Like, this could not just happen. Like, there's so many intricate details in the human body that it could not just happen by chance. So I knew I wanted to go into, like, biology or healthcare field or something like that. So I initially started as a bio major at Cal State San Marcos, very quickly realized it wasn't for me. Felt this calling. I didn't know what it was from to be a CNA, and everyone that heard I was going to do that was like, do you know what they do? Like, that's horrible. Like, don't do that. But I just felt this push to go, and even my first day there, I was like, what did I get myself into? Like, if you worked as a CNA or...
You get it.
You get it. Like, what did I get myself into? And it was so clear through the end of my orientation that it was from God, because it completely changed my perspective on, like, what it looks like to actually, like, help and serve people.
Wow.
I always say, like, you know, they say that the janitor is the lowliest of positions. No, it's a CNA worker, 100%, you know? And so it's like, if I have been called to do something like this and still want to go into nursing, that's got to be a passion from God. So, yeah, that's what led me to nursing and got into Cal State Long Beach, and that's, I'm in my second semester.
Yes! Yeah. Killing it.
Oh my gosh. I've, like,
that's amazing.
I've never, you've told me, like, multiple times why you went into nursing, but I just love that testimony of it, just because I feel like it's so different from a lot of people's testimony and story, and I just love the way you shared that about, mm-hmm. you know, the human body and how a lot of times the way God was portrayed is something, like, totally not true and how other people viewed it,
yeah.
So it's kind of hard to listen about that when you are a Christian in mm-hmm. science class, you know?
Totally.
But you kind of sit there and you're like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, as, yeah. like, you go more into nursing and learn more about the human body, it's, like, I just, as a Christian, become, like, more fascinated. Like, oh my gosh, God, like, everything we're learning in these, like, science classes, I'm like, God did this. Like, science and God can mesh.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
In a way.
100%.
Because, like, God, everything, all the functions of the body we learn about in nursing, like, he made it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which I just think is, like, so cool.
Yes.
No, it is. Yeah. Oh, that's so neat. I love that. Well, thanks for sharing
that.
Yeah, that
was mm-hmm. perfect.
That's so amazing. I feel like, gosh, we can kind of just jump into, like, a few questions. I have so many. I think it's a good thing to start off and just say, like, we are still struggling with comparing ourselves. It's not just once you get further down in the program and down the line, it just gets easier. It gets, I should say, what's the word? It doesn't get easier.
Manageable.
It gets
manageable.
Perfect. Thank you, Lainey. Again, Taya and Lainey, whoever comes on here, just picks up where my brain farts and happens, so thanks. But it does get manageable, and you learn to kind of just live with it and go into clinicals with a more open mind and not go into clinicals super anxious. I think that's a big thing that's changed for me, is I'm not as anxious anymore, because I completely trust that everything that happens that day is for a reason, and I know that God has got my back, and I learn every day from it, and I would rather have, you know, that hardcore nurse, honestly, any day, at least a little bit.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are like, wow! But those hardcore nurses, I swear, they help you.
Yeah.
But when was a time that you felt like recently in nursing, either clinicals or in school, where you felt like you couldn't really get past the comparing yourself, I guess, with either more, if you want, like, more specifically, like, when was a time that you felt like you were comparing yourself so much to, like, other students?
Mm-hmm.
If
I
you
don't
do
know
that.
If it's so much, I kind of always joke and say, like, I'm my biggest competitor,
mm-hmm.
because I don't know if it's so much with I compare myself to other students, but at the beginning of nursing school, I didn't really know the term imposter syndrome, and then I found out about it later after being in nursing school, and I was like, 100% I had imposter syndrome. Like, it was about a week before classes started, my first semester, and the teachers released all of the books and readings and assignments all in the same day, and I started looking over it all, and I think I spent probably, like, 48 hours, like, basically straight, just, like, writing notes and, like, thinking that I needed to have everything figured out,
mm-hmm.
and
read every single word in every single book.
I developed a bump on my finger from writing so much.
Yes,
like,
I have one of those right there. See that?
It was huge, and I was just so, I would tell my mom, I'm like, oh, no, not only did I make a mistake, they made a mistake. Like, I applied to this school, and, yeah, I had the good grades and everything, but you know what? Like, this is a mistake. Like, I am not supposed to be here right now. This is wrong, you know? And, like, it's just too much work. And I just started thinking down, like, 10 years down the line. That's where my mind went. Like, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to finish this. Words like failure in my head.
Like before you even started.
Before
you
I
felt,
even started.
You felt like you were going to fail.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it was so, so hard for me. So there hasn't been a specific moment where I would say I compared myself to other classmates. It was, like, internally.
Okay.
And I would have these, like, actual, like, anxiety, like, physical symptoms of, like, I could feel my heart beating really fast. Oh, this is a crazy story. If you think your clinical day is bad, my first day of clinicals in the hospital, I did pass out and got a concussion. Yeah. Yes. So if you think it's bad, it could be worse. Yes. So and it all stemmed from anxiety. Like, it truly wasn't like, oh, I saw something gross. Like, I was just so wrapped up in this anxiety. And a few things that helped me, I would say, with that was, one, I have an amazing teacher who leads, like, a Nursing Christians Foundation, and she's just given me so much wisdom.
I think that is so cool. Their school has that.
Nursing Christians Fellowship, it completely changed how my transition could have been. And she said so many amazing points to me, but one thing she said was, you know, like, this door, and this is not to discourage people who have applied and haven't gotten in. That just means that there's another door going to open for you. But it was like, this door has opened specifically for you. So many people apply to this school, and, like, this school opened for you. So, like, you are supposed to be there. Like, that was the first thing that really helped me, because I was telling myself, like, not supposed to be here. And then I would say, like, the second thing that helped me was, I think with nursing school, and just nurses, you know, they say, like, perfection is the bare minimum. Perfection is expected, whether it's, like, knowing information about the medication or whatever. And so I became so hyper-fixated on my identity is I need to be perfect. And my identity is nurse. That's it. Nurse, nurse, nurse.
Yeah.
And in one of our meetings, we talked about who, like, what our identity actually is. And it was, like, first and foremost, my identity is I'm a daughter in Christ. That's my identity.
Yeah.
Through, like, the thing that God wants me to do, which is spread his gospel. So, yeah, I would say just in those moments now, like, going forward, when I'm having that freak out before a test of, if I don't do good on this, my life is over. It's like, whoa, take a step back and look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one, and I would have them say that to me, and I was like, okay, but, like, didn't really believe it. Like, truly the way to understand this one test does not define me is because what defines me is...
Nursing is not your purpose.
No, it is... Jesus is my... God is my Father, and that's what defines me. This is just a vessel. And it's a hard journey.
Yeah, it's a hard
vessel. Journey to get to that point. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. And then I would say the last thing that really helped me was someone... It was, like, a woman who shared this verse with me. I'm going to pull my phone out and read it, because I should have it memorized. I have, like, the gist of it, but I don't want to butcher it. But... it's Psalms 121, and it's actually, like, it's called, like a cry out, basically, of, like, the ancient Israelites that they would do to God, or, like, say to God. And she shared this with me, and it truly, like, changed my, like, mindset, I feel like. And I would read it every morning before class and before clinicals, and now I still read it, but mostly in times of, like, when I'm thinking, feeling that imposter syndrome again. But it says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Wow.
Fire.
Good. Wow.
So that was, that I like just wanted to say, finishing on, like, what helped me is because, yeah, just reading that is like, my help, like, stop trying to do this on your own strength.
Mm-hmm.
When I get anxiety and, like, thinking about, like, it's so focused on the self.
Yeah.
Me, like, I'm gonna fail.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this. Like, whoa, no. How did I get here in the first place? By the help of God.
Right.
And he brought me to this point. He didn't bring me this far just to be like, bite my hand.
Yeah.
You figured out. Like,
right.
No, he brought me to this place to see me through. So,
Love that, Lainey. That is so good. I think I was talking to you about this earlier, and that just reminded me that verse. It's so perfect, like, perfect explanation of how I was feeling this morning. I was on my way to school, and I was like, why am I not stressed out for this exam?
Mm-hmm.
And before every exam, I'm, like, the one that's really stressing out. I am, like, praying by myself in the corner. I'm, like, I'm not looking over my notes. But I was in the car, and I was, like, I'm not stressed out. And I was telling Lainey, I was, like, the second I gave my wholehearted self to Jesus, and it wasn't half-heartedly, and this was only, like, a couple months ago, that I really gave my, or maybe, like, 6 months ago, I really started living wholeheartedly for Jesus, I noticed that I was just not as stressed about things. I knew that he had my life in his hands, and I trusted that his will was absolutely better than my own, and I realized I just wanted the decisions to be made kind of through him. And it was just so comforting, and I went into my exam, and I was like, it's not the end of the world if it doesn't work out. That wouldn't be ideal, but I know it's going to be okay. And that's what makes me feel better with every single exam or everything that I go into, is just I'm wholeheartedly believing that God has got me, and I trust and want his plans. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a difference between, like, trusting his plans, but also wanting them to at the same time.
That's fire.
You know? But, and I'm so guilty of that, too. Like, sometimes we don't want them because we're scared of what they are. But when you really trust in his plan, like, you'll just receive so many blessings, and what you didn't think were blessings at the time, and then are. So, anyway.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Just, like, going off of both of you guys, so good. Like, thinking about imposter syndrome, now I'm losing my train of thought.
It's okay.
I just think when it comes to, like, imposter syndrome, I feel like, and you're just feeling like, I can't do this. Mm. Like, I think the world wants us to be like, tell yourself you can do this, like, mm-hmm. you got this, like, in your strength. And I think the best thing that ever helped me with dealing with imposter syndrome is actually saying, I can't do this on my own.
Yeah.
It's actually all through God's strength mm-hmm. that I'm even here in nursing school, that I'm almost done, mm-hmm. like, just, like, recognizing that, because it's, like, so opposite from what the world, like, the world's, like, hustle and, like, work hard and, like, you can do this in your strength. And I just feel like flipping that mindset and just being like, God brought me here, like, kind of exactly what you yeah. said, and just being like, he's gonna get me through, and just standing on that solid rock, and, like, that is so freeing of, like, yeah. it's not in my own strength, like, I don't have to rely on myself.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Like, brought me so much, like, peace and, like, freedom from imposter syndrome. So.
Yeah. And using your friends to lean on, too, like, your nursing friends, I think that's super helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, because they can relate.
Speaking of friends, I'm going to ask you the same question that you asked me, but I redirect it. How do you feel, Kayla, with comparing yourself maybe to your nursing friends?
Yeah, gosh, I do that so often. I even do that with Lainey. I do it with Taya. I do it with every single friend that I meet. Just because when I see a great, like, Christian nurse, I'm like, I want to be them. And it's like, we shouldn't be say, like, I want to be them, because God has made us all individually so beautiful and wonderful. We should take a little bit of what we learn from them mm-hmm. and kind of maybe add it to our own,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. self, and take a little bit of each other. And that's why, I mean, God has created us all here on this earth to kind of be, like, share all of the fruits of the Spirit, and kind of all take little bits of each other, but also just stay unique in who we are as well. But I've struggled with comparing myself ever since I started nursing school. One, to the nurses that I've seen on the floor. They were really fast. I'm really slow. I've gotten called slow by 3 of my nurses.
What?
Yeah. And they didn't say it in, like, a really rude way, but obviously I thought about it every night. I still think about it when I go to sleep. Like, they would always say, you're really slow. And it would, like, really crush me, because mm-hmm. I was like, I just don't want to mess up. And I am very slow.
And I'm learning.
And that's what my mom always said. She's like, oh, gosh, I'm going to punch those nurses. Like, but now I know it's okay. But, it never made me, I guess, like, sometimes you take it so close to heart, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. But then my mom said something so, like, that stood out to me. She's like, because at one point I did want to not do nursing, and I was like, I just feel like I am not good enough. Mm-hmm. And she was like, imagine someone asking you why I stopped doing nursing, and my mom said this. She's like, imagine someone asked you why you stopped nursing, and your answer was because a nurse said, like, I couldn't do it. Or, like, if someone else said you couldn't do it. And I was like, well, that's a really lame thing to say. I was like, okay, I'll keep going. And so sometimes just, like, yeah. Oh, gosh, moms always know what to say. But I just realized that I offer so much more than just if I'm not, like, I'm slow one day, or I'm not fast enough, you know. You offer so much more on the floor, and we're still students, and we're still learning.
Yeah.
Comparing yourself to others on exams or how other people study, the worst thing you can do is say, okay, well, that person studied for one day and they got a 92. I studied for 2 weeks and I got a 76. I barely passed. You know, like, that's me. But also, I learn so differently. Mm-hmm. I obtain information so much differently, because my brain is going, like, 10 million miles per hour. I have, like, horrible ADHD, and I don't take medication for it, so, that's a whole other thing. But some, you just learn differently, so you just can't, you know, be upset at yourself. I'm still learning on how to help and help myself, but I think one thing that's really helped me, is just to kind of pray every single time I feel like that. I used to just never pray. And I swear the second I just, again, was wholeheartedly trusting in Jesus, I was, like, way less stressed on that scale. It's kind of like, okay, well, what if you don't pray? What if you're not a Christian? Like, how do you, like, I guess if you guys want to touch in on this too, like, if you're not Christian or you, gosh, like, what would you do, you know? Like,
I'm so glad you said that, because I thought of that earlier. Of, I remember halfway through the semester, first semester, I was like, how do my non-Christian friends do this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm clutching onto, like, that Bible verse every single morning, like, holding it, like, seriously throughout my day. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
I don't know either.
No, I hear you. And that's why I'm kind of, Taya and I were really touching on this the other day. We experienced our first code, Taya and I.
Yeah.
We're in our critical care term, and we experienced our first code, and I was crying during my first one while I was doing the compressions. It was traumatizing, and I think that's a whole episode on itself, is, like, how to deal with, when you are such an empathetic person, how to deal with that stress that comes with nursing, and when you see families, and it brings up just, like, this, like, turmoil of just emotions, and it's hard to not let that take over. But we were both sitting there, and we were like, how do people not have God? Like, we were praying the entire time.
Code. I was, like, standing there watching, praying the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, God, fill this place. Wow. Give everyone strength to, like, do this well, to, like, make good decisions for this patient. Like, give me strength to do compressions good. Like,
it encouraged me to do that, because she had her first code.
I was just like, fill this place. I don't know what else to do or say. Like, you're just standing there watching it be run, and I'm like, what else would you do right now? That's all I can think to do.
Yeah. And I also got really upset at him for a second. I was like, God, I'm so mad, because I prayed to him the whole time, and I was like, and that patient passed away, and the whole family was there, and it was really traumatic, and I was like, God, what the heck? You know, I just prayed to you, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think it can kind of be a really hard concept sometimes. When you do say a really heavy prayer, and there's literally, like, tears and emotions coming, and you feel like you're full-heartedly just, like, asking him, but you just don't know, I guess, his plans down the road, or, like, what's on the other side. Like, this person was really young, but he had A, B, and C, like, conditions. And I think going back to what you were saying about, like, learning more about the human body, when you understand, like, someone's health at a certain point, there's sometimes just nothing more you can do, because their body, they won't be able to live a life that they want to live in the condition that they're in, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a little deep. We can get into that in another episode, just of how some, what happens when it feels like God isn't answering our prayers. But
I thought of two things in that amazing segment you said. I loved that. the first, and your amazing TED Talk.
Aww,
the first one was, like, when you're talking about, like, comparing with how one person only needs to study, like, 1 or 2 days, and I studied, you know, I remember my first test, because you're so used to getting such good grades in, like, your prerequisites, and I remember my first test, I got a C on, and I think I studied for 35, I cried all day long, and I was like, what? And now I'm like, yay, you know, I'm like,
that 76 is, like, so worth
praising. But I think, like, something I've learned too is, like, just, like, God gives us fruit of the Spirit, kind of with that same idea, is, like, true, someone may be able to learn faster, like, that's just the truth. They may be a little bit more, have a little more intelligence up there, but, like, maybe a gift that God has given more to you, and I feel like I relate to this too, is, like, such a bubbly personality, right? Like, you don't know a stranger. I met you once and feel like I know you forever. So it's like don't know a stranger, and it's like God will use that maybe more than, like, someone else could. And so it's, like, so easy to compare ourselves, but that's something I always have to remind myself. When my friend who studied for one day and got a great score, I'm like, well, not saying that they aren't loving or anything like that, but, like, maybe just the gift that God gave me is something different and can use just as well.
Yeah.
And another thing I really, like, love that you said that I have felt a lot too is, like, that I can't do this. There's a new test coming up and I'm not going to be able to do this. Like, something is different now than it was for all the other tests. And my mom would always say this to me, and she'd be like, have you ever, like, had something happen in the past where, like, you didn't get trying to figure out how to word this. Oh, Mom, I'm sorry. You say it so much better. But we always do. It's like you have no proof to think that you can't accomplish this. You have accomplished everything before. That's how you got to where you are today. So what makes you think you won't accomplish this now?
Yeah.
You have jumped through over every hurdle that's been thrown your way to get to this point. So you will just do the exact same thing. Just keep doing the exact same thing. So I say that like it's like so brush off my shoulder easily. No, I'm like dying when I'm thinking these things, but it's like I just continuously remind myself of these things, and
it's the truth that you have to cling to.
Takes a little bit of the weight off.
Totally. Definitely. I would say, like, if you're starting nursing school, like when you're first starting, just going back to like the studying thing and all of that, of course, like try different things to find what works for you, but then when something works, just stick with it. Like there's so many videos out there, it's like, I'm a nurse and this is how I studied nursing school to get all A's. It's like, I don't even watch those anymore. Because I'm like, I know what works for me. Like, I'm just
so
like, do not compare if someone studies 8 hours, if you study 2 hours. Like, I don't care. If you are like learning the information and like getting the grades you need to pass, that is what matters. Just like, if I could go back and tell myself that a year ago, I totally would. Like, stick with what works. And I know also just thinking about comparison, when I think about when I first started nursing school, I know the biggest thing for me was, like, going to Skills, and your teacher would be like, go around, say your name, and, like, do you have any past healthcare experience? And when I first started nursing school, I never had healthcare experience, and I just always knew I wanted to be a nurse, and I remember everyone going around, like, saying that they were, like, already working in hospitals and, like, doing things, which is absolutely amazing, and I think it's such a good thing to do if you can, just because it will give you, like, comfortability with patients, because that's something I kind of had to learn with nursing school. Like, while I was in it, while I was, like, whereas, like, some people kind of already had that confidence in that, but I just remember feeling, like, oh my gosh, all these people, like, have already been in the hospital, and, like, that was, like, major imposter syndrome and in comparison coming in of, like, what the heck am I doing here? Like, everyone in this skills lab, like, already has medical experience, and this is my first day of nursing school, and, like, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I think what's so important to remember is, like, and I feel like my parents probably said this to me or something, but, like, we're all going through nursing school for the first time. Like, even though people are CNAs or, like, PCAs or have healthcare experience, like, we have all not been through nursing school before, and we're all gonna go through it for the first time together. And also, Kayla, you mentioned, like, we can learn stuff from someone, too. Like, I think when I, like, humbled myself and was like, oh, these people have so much good experience and good advice, like, just, like, kind of watching them being, like, oh, like, I can see how they did this. Like, it's not, like, kind of turn your comparison into a good thing. Yeah. Like, I think it's, like, a mindset shift of, like, oh, I really like this in someone else. And I think personality things are things where it's, like, grow to be content in your personality. Like, don't try to be, like, someone else in that way. But when it comes to, like, nursing and, like, I get really nervous with, like, the skills part of things. It's, like, I need a lot of practice with that to be confident. And it's, like, that's something where when I first met Kayla, I was like, oh, she's so good. Like, she would always be the first one to practice the skill in front of all of us. And I just remember being like, oh, I want to be like that, but I'm so nervous. And, like, I just really admired your confidence. And I feel like I really tried to, like, adopt that. And that really inspired me. So I really think, like, just turn it into something good. And I just want to encourage you, if you are feeling like that, maybe you don't have healthcare experience, or there's a lot of people in your program with more experience than you, there's a seat for all of you at the table. Like, you all have something to offer. Like Lainey said, we all have different gifts. We're all going to grow in different areas. Like, you have a seat at the table. You can do this. Like, you're needed in the healthcare industry. God has you here for a reason. Yeah. Like, you have people's lives you need to touch, people's lives you need to save and care for, hands you need to hold. Like, I just want to encourage you in that, because just because you maybe don't have experience or don't feel as equipped, like, we're all going to go through nursing school for the first time and learn so much. So, yeah.
And chances are the people you're comparing yourself to, if you were to tell them, like, how Kylie you think of them, and be like, what?
Yeah.
They'd probably be like,
right.
What, me? What are you talking about? Like, it's such a universal thing.
Yes, like, everyone's feeling insecure about something in nursing school. Like, I remember, like, going to some of my clinicals, and the first day people would be like, oh, I'm feeling so nervous. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one that's feeling nervous. Like, I thought I was the only one that was freaking out right now, so, yeah.
Oh, that's so true. Oh, Taya, that was so good.
That was good.
I think a lot of people are in that boat, and, I've never had hospital experience. I've had CNA experience. And I was like, oh, I work with geriatrics. Like, that's all I know, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I went out to the floor in the hospital, they were like, can you grab the, I hate it when they ask me to grab things from the
closet. The supply room.
I go in there and I'm like, they're gonna think I'm a bad nursing student because I can't find the blood pressure cuff, but there's also 10 million buckets, and then like the saline's over here, and then I'm like freaking out, and I've been gone for 10 minutes, and I come back in the room and they already have one, and I'm like, oh, gosh, this stuff. But you have to remember too, like they all started where you were too,
yeah, totally.
Right? Like sometimes nurses do forget where they came from, and which mm-hmm. is super upsetting because we all come from somewhere, and we all come from starting nursing school and never doing it before.
Yeah.
They've also been doing it for a couple years, so mm-hmm. if they're a little frustrated, it's not because of you. My mom always tells me a lot of times they don't really enjoy you asking a lot of questions because sometimes they might not know the questions.
Yeah.
Like, even professors are very humble, and they're like, yeah, you know, I don't know that question. Like, we've asked questions in class, or people have, and they're like, I'll get back to you on that. Mm-hmm. I actually don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, okay. Like, it's okay not to know the answer. The world is constantly changing, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
anyway. It's a good episode.
So good. I needed to hear all of that.
I needed to, too.
Wow.
Well, I think it'd be good to go into prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We want Lainey to pray us out because she always sends me voice memo prayers, and they're the best. It's so sweet. And they're so good. She always, I'm like, gosh, she's like, she always knows what to say. Jesus just puts all the right things on her heart. But
wow.
Anyway, so I'm going to pass the mic to her.
Yay. Wait, can you share the verse you shared with me this morning?
Oh,
right
this
here.
One? Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that one's good. I'm going to butcher the name. Can someone say it?
Habakkuk.
Thank you. I said Habakkuk. But it is chapter 3, verse 2. But I have heard all about you, Lord. I am filled with awe by your amazing works. In this time of your deep need, help us again as you did years gone by. And I am your anger, remember your mercy. But I kind of also go into the other one too, in chapter 2, verse 3 as well, when it says, it describes the end and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. So God's timing is everything, and he will have put everything in the most perfect timing. And even in pain, just continue to trust in God, and he will make way where we can cross mountains that we thought we couldn't cross. So he will always make those ways. Just like that song that you shared last time.
Oh, yes!
In the
Highlands.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
So good.
So, anyway, it's so good. But
thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
I love that. That was really good. All right.
Yeah.
I'll close this in prayer. Thanks for having me, ladies.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so
much. I love
much.
This podcast. This was fun.
You got it. We definitely need to do an episode, too, with you.
Okay.
You brought so much wisdom.
Yes.
It's really going to, I feel like this is really going to bless.
All right, well, this
week.
Will not be the last time you hear of Lainey Rogers. I'll be back. All right, I'm going to pray. Dear Lord, I just thank you so much for these girls here and this amazing podcast that they've created to inspire and encourage people like me and so many other nursing students who are going through it. And we just feel so defeated, Lord, and I just thank you so much for being present in this conversation today, God, and that we can take things from this conversation throughout the rest of our weeks, month, and the rest of our nursing school and career, God. I pray that we remember that you have created each and every one of us so individually, and that you give us each our own strengths, and just to rest in that and lean on that and not compare our strength to someone else's, because God made us all different so we could create an amazing healthcare field and care for people in our own ways. I pray that we remember first and foremost, God, that our identity is actually not a nurse, but is your child. It is a daughter, it is a son of yours, and that you have created us to serve others and love others the way you have loved us. And so in our moments of anxiety and fear, that we can just rest on knowing you have created us as your children, and to love others. And so that nursing school is just something we need to do to get there. And just like that verse that Kayla shared in Habakkuk, that the waiting, it seems long, and there's a lot of pain involved in that time, but it all is for your glory at the end of the day. And that all good things, they require a lot of work, God. And so I just thank you so much for bringing us all here, and for everyone who is in nursing school or has the desire to serve others and go to nursing school. And I pray you bless them. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. That was amazing.
Thank you.